Welcome to another edition of From the Pastor's Pen. My name is Pastor Carl Miller, and I'm glad to have you with me here today. Our devotion comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, and there we read, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because as it is written, be holy, for I am holy." Amen. Indeed, God is holy. He is thrice holy. The Father is holy. The Son is holy. The Spirit is holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. We bow down and worship our holy God. And we considered this awesome truth last week. This week, we consider the call that this holy God gives his redeemed people to be holy. As light bearers of the light, who is Christ, as those who have been set apart, as the children of the living God, our faith that he has given to us should be manifest to others in our obedience to God. Our faith should be evident in good works, James 2:17 teaches us. And in the context of these verses in 1 Peter 1, Peter laid out the great hope of our salvation in Jesus Christ. And there are rich, wonderful truths in these verses that I encourage you to take some time and to read, to meditate on, even as you consider this devotion. But Peter then speaks to what living in light of that salvation should look like. Beginning in verse 13, Peter teaches us three things. We need to prepare our minds for action. We need to be sober-minded. We need to be spiritually attentive and alert. We need to rest our hope fully on the grace brought to us in the revelation of Christ. We must not conform ourselves to our former lusts as we did in our ignorance, Peter says. And remember, as God calls us to be holy, only those who are set apart as holy want to obey him. And so as Peter speaks of serious, committed obedience to our holy God, notice also the sobering words that he uses in that we are to be holy in all our conduct, verse 15 says. There is no aspect, my friends, no nook, no cranny that all doesn't cover or touch. All of our thoughts, all of our words, all of our actions are in view here. As Christians, we can't thank God for redeeming us and then live like hellions, as if we were still in bondage to sin. Paul taught the church in Rome this in Romans 6, verse 1. You know, though we wrestle and we struggle with sin daily, and we definitely do, our quest to live godly lives must press on full steam ahead each and every day. John Calvin said it well when he commented, "As even the most perfect are always very far from coming up to the mark, we ought daily to strive more and more. And we ought to remember that we not only are told what our duty is, but that God also adds, 'I am he who sanctifies you.'" Brothers and sisters, think about that and let that sink in today. Yes, he calls us to live holy lives before him. He tells us what our conduct must be. But he also tells us that he is the one at work in us. He is the one who sanctifies us. Praise God. It's a wonderful comfort to think about that, isn't it? Remember what God calls us to do. He equips us to do. And I want to encourage you to continue in your studies and to put and keep the following in daily practice. First, live life being spiritually and mentally attentive and alert. Be watchful and sober-minded. This definitely is needed as we seek to be holy in all our conduct. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 teach us that. But also seek to mortify your flesh today and every day. And what does that mean? With God's help, put the sinful thoughts, passions, and lusts of your flesh to death. Put off the old man, Paul told the church in Colossae in Colossians 3, 5 through 11. I'd encourage you to take some time and to read those verses. Consider the details of the things that need to be put off in our lives. Be mindful that these temptations, these fleshly desires, they will come and lure you, but deal with them in a godly manner when they do. As Peter instructs us, don't conform yourself to them, but also take action to put and keep in practice the things God calls you to in your conduct. Spend some time and meditate on putting on the new man, as Paul also taught the church in Colossae in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. He also taught the church in Ephesus similar truths in Ephesians 4, 17 through 24. And also display the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 through 24 teach us those fruits there. There are many other passages that we could look at as well, but definitely spend some time and attention in studying these out and seeking to put them into practice in your life. Indeed, may God grant us grace to live rightly and to be holy in all of our conduct before Him, remembering that we are to be holy, for He is holy. Amen. Praise God. Thanks for joining me today. God bless you.